Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff is, he is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him. Also, gotwords.com, that's another way to find him. He's a wordsmith, folks. He helps people put their best foot forward with words. And if you need that kind of help, there is no one better than Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us all these years. Next time you're here, we're going to celebrate your 18th anniversary.
There you go.
How about that? We got your batting average. We got your on-base percentage.
You keep all my stats.
ERA, we got all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So,
as long as you don't trade me, I got to keep my numbers up.
So, one of the things that I know you got on your mind today is social media.
Yeah.
And social media is the two-faced, the Janus? Is that not that in that two the two faces of Janus?
Oh, wow.
It's got both sides. It's got a two-edged sword, I guess I should say.
Yeah, there you go.
It does good on one side, and it can turn ugly on the other side, can it?
Yeah, you know what? Garbage in, garbage out.
Maybe
that's another one. Garbage in. That's what they say about computer coding as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, with social media, you know, a lot of us really enjoy it. You know, whether we're watching, you know, the president or the pope tweet about their visits, you know, this week, or we're talking to, we have friends who whether you use social media, blogging was like an original social media, but you really think about it more as Facebook, as Instagram, even a YouTube channel, Twitter,
right.
Certainly, any of those social media services. Many of us use them personally, and then as we grow our network, you know, it's almost natural that it sort of bleeds over into our professional side.
Mm-hmm.
So, we might be offering a new service, and we might post it to our social media, say, I'm offering this service if you know anyone who needs it. But often we use social media as a soapbox to vent about whether it's politics, social issues, things that drive us that are not business-related. You know, we also talk about our kids or our family,
right,
or our vacations and, you know, life cycle events.
With our personal, I know my wife is pretty active on Facebook, much more than I, and she enjoys seeing what other people are doing, but occasionally some of those people will just go off on their politics and she unfriends them.
Yeah, you know what, and that's,
you know, because
the topic.
Because yeah. That's not the place for it.
Right. Yeah, it becomes a platform that you just have to realize. Look, I don't want to get all First Amendment-y, but it's not even First Amendment. It's just our right to say whatever the heck we want,
mm-hmm.
and it's someone else's right to unfriend or unfollow if they're not digging what you say. And it's one thing to say, you know, my guy won or my gal won, whatever the case may be. It's or if you go off on some social issue that someone else may not agree with, just know that if you have people out there who are following you and find value in what you say, especially if it brings them joy or if it helps them in business, realize that you're treading a fine line or trotting a fine line, that if you take it into, you know, content that they might find objectionable, you could lose people.
I saw someone within the last couple of years let their opinion out in a way that they probably shouldn't have,
right,
and it caught on in an ugly way, and they basically lost their business.
Yeah, you know, it's horrible.
What they did wasn't a bad thing. It
right.
was just that it just turned ugly. It was like, you know, like a crowd just went nuts or something, you know.
And, yeah, and that's the other thing about social media is that, you know, you might do something you think, and we've all seen it. You might do something you think is relatively tame or innocuous,
or you just feel very passionate about you.
Right.
You don't mean any harm. I mean, this.
Right.
As I remember, this person didn't mean any harm. They just said something that was taken the wrong way by one person. And the next thing you know, they were eaten alive.
Right. Right. I remember once here, and this is something that wasn't even on social media, you know, and it also becomes your public persona, where if you're out in public, you are representing the face, you are the face of your brand. So if people know you, and if you are your brand, and you're out in public, you know, you own a restaurant and you treat someone poorly, or mm-hmm. you're doing something and someone, and you're in a vehicle and it has your name mm-hmm. and you do something wrong, you know, people are immediately, you know, bad news travel. What is the Mark yeah. Twain? You know, yeah. bad news gets around the world before good news has buckled its boots.
Right.
You just have to be aware that, you know, as they said in the movie Ocean's 11, you know, in my hotel, someone's always watching. Someone is always watching you. And whether yeah. you're posting to social media or someone's going to post about you to social media.
And I'll tell you, and here's a good rule of thumb that we use it here all the time with our, now bringing what we're talking about back to how it can affect the business.
Absolutely.
Let somebody else look at it.
Yeah.
Even the people in our business who are involved in our social media, the posts get passed around.
Yep. You know what? That's a great policy. Because, yeah. you know.
Somebody, if it's something that I didn't create, somebody has to look at it to make sure that it fits what I have established are our values here in this company.
Well, and that's key. I mean, it's truly important to make sure that you know, if you're the top dog at the business,
yep.
you know, you might want your subordinates, and not in your case necessarily, mm-hmm. you might want your subordinates to become those brand advocates and maybe even to become thought leaders on their own.
Yep.
But if your name's going out on it, you know, you either have someone who speaks your voice or...
That's right.
You see it before it goes out.
Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Give us a website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Also got words.com. Hey, Jeff.
Words.com, too.
Come back soon.
Always great to be with you. Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.